Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new with more. We bring you
the Baker Cast on Purple Haze Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This underground experiment.
You're listening to
the Jerome Baker Podcast. Yeah. Screw you to the rules of the game. Bad science.
Screw
you to the rules of the game.
Nipsey alive. Tupac alive. Jerry alive. Ever.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Fucking people and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap with
Baker Cat on Purple Haze.
I let my tape rock to my tape hop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, you never got.
JBD.
We're taking this fall. Now I'm in the limelight cause I run tight. Time to get paid. Blow up like the World Train.
The Baker Cast. PurpleHaze-Radio.com. Make sure to download the Dash Radio app today. Giving you the official JBD Canna experience. Baker Cast on Purple Haze Radio. Download the Dash Radio app today. And that's right, it's a new week. That means new products to review. Shout out to Silver Sage Wellness. Shout out to Remedy Cultivation, Nevada's favorite premium cannabis products. And we have a couple different strains that we're going to be testing out. AWE along here with
the Anarcho Alchemist. And yes, we do have a fine selection of Remedy Buds to choose from today. Looks like we have a little bit of Jelly Bean. Ooh, some Headband. That's good. Ooh, that Biodiesel. Mmm, of course that Strawberry Banana Sherbet.
We want to give a big shout out to Randy Villarba. We want to give a shout out to Tyler and all the team down at Silver Sage Wellness. They just have a lot of great energy every time you walk in the door, and they have a line going out the back of the door. That means they have quality products. Definitely shout out to Remedy. And so, if you like concentrates, we got that hash review for you each week. And Anarcho Alchemist, what different flavors do we have to offer on the concentrate side?
Another fine selection of choices here on the concentrate side as well. I'm really excited to try this one, the Island Sweet Skunk Live Resin Sauce, one of my favorite strains.
Oh yeah.
Of course, we also have Islandine Live Resin Batter.
Ooh, that's classic.
And some Jelly Bean Live Resin Sugar. Definitely can't wait to dive into all these. Once again, give you the lowdown.
We want to shout out to the whole team back at the Dream Factory. We do have a wonderful new bong to try for this week's product reviews with Silver Sage Wellness with these awesome high quality Remedy products. Nothing rips better than a JBD. Y'all already know that. And so, let's go ahead and get to our first flower that we're going to go ahead and try. Go ahead and hand me one that you would like and tell us the name and what THC percentage are we looking at here.
I definitely want to try this Strawberry Banana Sherbet first. It's got one of my favorite terpenes, pinene, coming in at about 2.29 milligrams per gram. Also with that myrcene and caryophyllene. So definitely going to give you some nice relaxing effects, but that pinene is going to keep you uplifted from getting too couch locked, so you can still go about your day.
Hell yeah. All right. All right. So let's get right to it. Load your bongs up. And if y'all are in the Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, definitely go check out Silver Sage Wellness. Right now, we're packing up that Strawberry Banana Sherbet. And it's got a nice funk to it. It's got a sweet... Let me get my nose on this.
It's exactly what it smells like. It's just like a wonderful, wonderful fruity sherbet. Yeah, definitely. I could definitely smell that tangy, that tarty, that fruity cannabis we're about to try here. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed her name. This is the Baker Cast. Like I was saying, that mystical fruit tart from the island of JBD. Brought to you by Silver Sage Wellness. So, Anarcho-Alchemist, let's get a bong hit of the strawberry banana sherbet out of the new mushroom JBD.
That's right, pass that bong this way. Beauty of a bong, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very fruity.
Yeah. So if you like fruity cannabis, if you like something that's sweet, you know, definitely check that out. Comes in at 6.4 with the myrcene. Definitely the pinene. 2.29 and the carophyllene 1.46. So this is some high quality top shelf cannabis. We're gonna post these pictures on BakerCast.com, and make sure to check out the BakerCast blog on JeromeBaker.com.
Ryan, yeah, now that like I got real nice good hit that time, and now that it's kind of like sunk in, yeah, nice and relaxing. But I'm not like stuck here. I actually want to like go out and do something now. Yeah, just like I said, just how the terp profile, you know, on the jar kind of showed you what to expect.
That's definitely why we love the packaging on these products a lot. It's a lot of great knowledge. And if you look at the concentrates, in which we will get to a little bit later, Anarcho-Alchemist and I just walked in that dispensary. Great energy. We absolutely love what the team's doing down there. And so make sure to check them out. You know, you can also check them out online. You know, we've been talking about these products. We're just getting started on this review. But make sure to check out SSWLV.com. And they have a really great, awesome website. Give you a very intricate, detailed descriptions about which products they have. They have a great menu. And we definitely want to direct you over there.
multiplex blue shells oscillating. It's fundamental.
This just in, the latest in drug policy news. Colorado Governor Jared Polis recently signed a bill that will allow doctors to prescribe cannabis for any condition that they would prescribe painkillers for. The bipartisan bill easily passed through the General Assembly and will take effect later this summer. The bill is an important step in the right direction to reduce opioid overdoses by giving doctors an alternative for pain management. States that currently have a medical cannabis law already see a decrease in overdose deaths, and this bill should help to further lower overdose deaths in the state of Colorado. This has been This Just In, the latest in drug policy news.
You are listening to The Baker Cast on purplehaze-radio.com. Make sure to download the Dash Radio app today. The Baker Cast, right? Live on Purple Haze Radio. Download the Dash Radio app. So you want to be a cannabis judge in a cannabis event? Hit up rumbleinvegas.com or bakercast.com. And we're here with the man who sketched out the idea to give to Jerome Baker to make the official dispensary cup. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the universe.
All right, I'm Aaron Camus. And I'm just working with these guys and helping get this dream alive, so to speak. And really, my contribution so far has been, you know, putting together the website and with the trophies. When we were designing, we wanted to do something a little different, something a little unique. So I thought, marijuana leaves was pretty much done and done and done.
Game
so
over.
What I did was I thought, we're doing a cup, so a cup's got handles. Right. Why not make the handles out of joints? You know, a little wisp of smoke coming off of them.
Right, absolutely.
And so it was a great idea. Played around with 3D modeling. Here we are looking at it actually in glass.
Wow.
And
it's an amazing thing. I have literally happy tears in my eyes.
Right.
The goosebumps on my arms are just the hash bumps, I guess. What I like to call them, right?
Right.
And we're just having the time of our life here, witnessing history. Jason Harris putting together the final touches on the dispensary cup.
Well,
how do you feel about that?
Just that in itself. I mean, I'm here sitting on the couch at Jerome Baker Studios watching the man himself, Jason Harris, putting together cups that I helped envision.
It's so wild.
It's crazy. So.
And so tell us about, you also created the website for the dispensary club.
I've been doing website work for a lot of years. So, my history's in printing and graphics and whatnot like that. So I've been putting together a website and we're trying to go for a unique experience with the judging where it's going to be simple and straightforward. Mm-hmm. We've got our categories and it's going to be right there on your phone. You just, whatever it is you're smoking, you want to judge, you'll be able to pick that one out of the menu and judge it based on appearance, smell, burn, effect, all that good stuff. So it should be fun.
Sure. And so if they want to be a cannabis judge, where do they have to visit?
You can go to rumbleinvegas.com or thedispensarycup.com, and there's a link right up at the top. It says, want to be a judge. Click on the link, and it'll give you the information that you need, and it'll send you right to where you got to go to buy your judge's pass. And we got passes anywhere from $50 to just get the simple, basic judge's pass, which is all you need. Or we've also got some judge's kits with some extra tools and things like that. We got some Baker goodies and some of the higher level kits and whatnot. So yeah, it's going to be fun.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And where can they find you one more time for our listeners?
That's at thedispensarycup.com or rumbleinvegas.com.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
This is The Baker Cast on purplehaze-radio.com. This is The Baker Cast on Purple Haze Radio. Download the Dash Radio app today. We're live at the Dream Factory where dreams are created, right? And if you got your golden ticket, you can come down. And I am here with Jeremy, founder of the Dispensary Company.
Yeah.
And so we want to direct your attention first and foremost over to rumbleinvegas.com or bakercast.com. If you want to be a cannabis judge today, we can help make that a reality. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about this wonderful event that you helped establish.
For sure. The Rumble in Vegas is an amazing event because it's the first of its kind. It's never been done in this legal world that we're kind of finding ourselves in.
Sure.
So we've created a contest that kind of fits the legal parameters, and we brought it here to Vegas. To start out, we're going to be coming to Denver and Washington also. We're going to be spreading it around.
Awesome.
And so, but it is basically is a lot of cannabis contests, you don't actually get to judge. Mm-hmm. You get to attend. You get to find out who wins.
That's
You get to, maybe see pictures of them. If you're lucky, there's some of the vendors there. You can see the actual flowers. and maybe smell them depending on, you know. Yeah. And so this, you actually get to smoke the flowers.
Right.
You get to judge the cannabis. You actually decide what the best strains are. It's not like somebody else is telling you, hey, this is what we think the best to smoke is. This is actually the consumers telling everybody this is what we actually like. And so it's kind of a different take on it. Instead of the industry telling the consumers, hey, this is the best in the world, this is actually consumers going to be deciding what they think is the best. It's a little bit different than a lot of cups in the sense that this is kind of like it's a pub crawl where you go around all the dispensaries and you pick up the samples from them personally. So they'll be offering discounts. Some of them will be offering extreme discounts. You know, some of them just some standard discounts. But every dispensary in Vegas here is entered into the contest for the best dispensary. Only certain ones will be entering the product categories. And so it's going to be amazing, though. It's going to we have concentrate, we have indica, we have edible CBD categories as well.
So what if they only want to test edibles or just concentrates? Can they do that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's the great thing about this contest is it's super versatile, not only for the, you know, the judges, but also for the dispensaries. So if you're a judge and you show up, you know, our contest is the June 10th through the 15th. And so if you can't show up on the June 10th to our judges meet and greet, you can contact us throughout the week. We'll meet you throughout the week. We have a couple other meets throughout the week where you can actually pick up your kit. So if you want to start judging on Wednesday compared to Monday, we just gave Monday because a lot of people are going to need a lot of time. It's a lot of potential cannabis. And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot of cannabis to be consumed. And so we have Jason Ayers of Jerome Baker here constructing the dispensary cup, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so tell us about who created the idea for that.
The cups are really phenomenal because the actual dispensary cup itself is what we call a perpetual trophy.
Yeah,
and so everybody fights for it all year. It's kind of like the Stanley Cup. And so at the end of the year, they actually give it back, and then they get a replacement, but they have to give it back, and then they fight for it again the next year to win it and put it back in their store and everything like that. So the trophies were conceptualized by an artist friend of mine that I've known since high school, Aaron Camus. He's definitely done some great conceptualization. We had some other people kind of working on the designs developed from there, but I think the final design that Jason kind of put together with the concept that we threw at him is just freaking phenomenal. I know we have sketches up on our Instagrams. We have videos, all that stuff up there on our Facebook as well. But, like, these are prestigious. They're not just little trophies that you buy at the trophy store. I mean, these are world-class trophies. Each one is over $1,000 a piece. They're just going to be legendary.
Absolutely.
And they're just so, so beautiful. I mean, if you guys could see these, just look at the pictures on Instagram. Look at them on, I don't know if you're putting on BakerCast.
But yeah, absolutely. On BakerCast Instagram, you'll be able to find them. But where can they find you on Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram, we're on Rumble in Vegas, you know, at Rumble in Vegas. And we're also at The Dispensary Cup. And so same thing, Facebook, you can find us using both of those as well. And so super easy. We got a lot of fun stuff going on. You definitely want to be a judge.
You definitely want to be a judge in this experience.
We have four different options of judges, so it's all the way down to $50, you know, just like a normal concert here in Vegas.
Sure.
You know, so it's not like we're trying to break the bank. If you do want to splurge, we have these great judges kits where you actually get a judge's tool so you can go around and sample and do all that stuff, you know, grinders, pipes, dab rigs, torches. It's good stuff, but I mean, only if you want to go that. A lot of people, you know, unless you're coming into town, you might have your stuff if you're local. You know, but if you're flying into town, this is a great option so you don't have to travel with everything. It comes in a nice box so you can send it back to where you are, clean everything with a 420 cleaner and some other cleaners that we're going to put in there. And so you can send it right back, you know, and have this commemorative too. So if you're flying in from out of town, it'll be great.
Yeah, and the judge kit looks fucking wonderful, by the way.
I mean, the value in it alone, it's like, yeah, it's phenomenal. It's pretty much, I think we're giving you more glass than it actually costs, but
And so for all of our listeners here on BakerCast, right, you'll be able to see our judges kit. You'll be able to see us interacting with other dispensaries, other companies throughout this event, leading up to it with the owners of, you know, the Dispensary Cup. So thank you so much for coming by the Dream Factory today and checking out, you know, your custom dispensary cup made by Jerome Baker himself.
Yeah, watching the assembly on these trophies is an honor. Yeah. I'm just, it's like history in the making, for sure. There's no denying the value on these is just going to increase and increase. And, you know, when we come to Denver, we're going to make a Denver version. Yeah. Same thing with Seattle. We're going to make Seattle versions as well.
And we will be there. The BakerCast will be there, too.
Yeah, BakerCast is going to be our official voice for the Rumble and Dispensary Cup, so...
We're so excited to announce that officially on BakerCast on Purple Haze Radio. Download the Dash Radio app today, live in LA every Saturday night, 4 to 5. That's the 420 slot, baby.
On purplehaze-radio.com.
This is the BakerCast. That's right. Here at the Feeling Groovy Networking Party. That's right, on BakerCast.com. Make sure to download the Dash Radio app. We are on Purple Haze Dash Radio. That's right. We're over here with the Dispensary Cup, right? RumbleInVegas.com. You want to be a judge in a cannabis competition? Go ahead and tell them how.
If you want to be a judge right now, you can go to our Instagram, our Facebook, our website, www.RumbleInVegas or www.TheDispensaryCup.com, Instagram at Rumble in Vegas, at Instagram at The Dispensary Cup. Anywhere you go up there, look, you'll find our website. That's how you get your judges pass. It's going to be killer.
What are some of your favorite products and dispensaries that you're looking forward to seeing?
Oh man, for the Rumble in Vegas, dude, every category is important to us because everybody has their own, like, their little niche. Some people love concentrate, some people love flower, some people love just CBD. So that's the cool thing about us coming in right now is because they can come in and be like, hey, you know what? I don't need the flower. Give it to your buddies, you know? Let them judge it. It doesn't matter right now, you know? If you only want to judge the concentrate right now, you judge the concentrate. If you want to judge the edibles, then that's your thing. Get in there and judge the edibles. You're only into vape cartridges. Get into the vape cartridges. Pick them all up. Go around. Judge it. Let us know who's the best. This is the People's Choice Award. The Rumble of Vegas, you know, this is just... It's huge. You know, it's the first kind of event. It's a brand new model. It's, you know, the Cannabis Cup, the Emerald Cup, they're fantastic events. We love them all. You know, I mean, I'm going to the Cannabis Cup, you know, in Hollywood, you know, on my birthday for May 25th, you know, just because I'm like, you know what, I don't hate, you know, like, it's a great event, you know, they are the originators. They are the starters. So, you know, when it comes back, you know, to it, it's just like, it doesn't matter. We're all family, you know. We all love cannabis. And that's the important thing. That's what comes down to it, is we all love cannabis. We're all connoisseurs.
The Dispensary Cup, that's right. You want to be a judge in the cannabis competition? You know, we've been hyping this up on our Instagram. Make sure to check it out at BakerCast. And Jerome Baker is actually going to be, right, sponsoring the event. Not only sponsoring the event, but creating the actual cup. That's right. Jerome Baker is going to be making the Dispensary Cup for the winners. How important is that for the event?
So we went and found the best people in the glass industry, you know, the best glass artists. So we have the Boathouse crew with Jerome Baker making these trophies. The category trophies are 2 feet tall. They're just, I mean, our handles have joints coming out with smoke, you know, I mean, it's just, it's fumed glass. It's just, it's made by, we spent a lot of money on these trophies and Jerome Baker went above and beyond what we asked for. And these are going to be collector items. Everybody is going to want one of these. Nobody else is going to be able to hold a trophy like this for a category for growing the best indica. Blasting the best concentrate, you know, making the best edible, making the best CBD product, you know, it just doesn't matter. It's going to be the best. And these trophies are just going to, like, live on forever, and they're going to become art pieces, and it's great. We're taking this nationwide. Next month, we're announcing other dates for Denver. We're going to SoCal. So after that, you know, this year we're doing 3 events. After that, we're doing 6. You know, we're having our 3 annuals and then adding 3 more to it. The next year, we're going 12. And then we're going to see where we're at, you know, as far as how the United States is. Because we're only going to go where it's recreational. Because we want to follow the laws. This is a whole new way of doing a cup event, a competition. And, you know, one of my best friends, you know, I just called him up and said, hey, do you still have that hookah Jerome Baker? You know, I mean, this thing was like a 2-foot-tall Jerome Baker. You know, in the 90s, he bought this. Yes. It's so like
the original Baker head.
The original Baker. Like this shit was just so gnarly. Like we would only bust this out for special occasions because we fitted a gas mask to it and whatnot. And, like it would just knock us out. And I called him up. I'm like, dude, what happened to it? He's like, oh, I sold it for like a couple $100. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, dude, that thing's worth thousands now. And you paid just a couple $100 for it. He's like, eh, well, you know, it went to another stoner, another connoisseur. So at least it went to good hands, you know. But, you know, it's pretty cool. At the award show, we're going to be handing out a lot of Jerome Baker products, a lot of lunch boxes. We're going to get some limited edition. Everything is going to be autographed by Jason, you know, Jerome Baker. You know, we really want this to... You know, just if you get something, you win something from us, it's going to mean something. Hold on to it, you know. Don't use it as your daily piece because you're going to want to hold on to this. It's going to make some money.
Definitely. So on these other dates that you're going to be heading on for the dispensary tour in the future, keep the Jerome Baker Baker cast in mind. We will hit the road. Team the Dispensary Cup, Rumble in Vegas. That's right. June 10th through the 15th. You want to be a judge in the cannabis competition? Limited passes available. RumbleInVegas.com. This is the Baker cast on Purple Haze Radio. Any last shout outs?
Oh, dude, Roken, you know, they're one of our biggest, dude, the Baker cast, obviously, you know, Jerome Baker, Isaac Israel, Jeff Jefferson, he's one of our stand-up comics, you know, Jeff Peterson, he's going to be awesome. It should be fun, you know, I mean, we got the Marijuana Hall of Fame, you know, we have Isaac Israel, we have Mr. Magnificent, dude, an awesome hip-hop artist, he's going to come out and perform his number one song, you know, Kush. So, you know, we got him coming out. Who else? You know, Bankroll, Raps, you know, Instagraphics, dude. They'll take care of your Raps, any sticker print needs. 24 Poster, they're an awesome graphic company as well. They do all our prints. OG, you know, Official Genius, shout out to them. You know, gotta love all them. You know, 24 Hour Poster, Jerome Baker, Hop Nuts. Hop Nuts Brewery in the Art District off of Main Street, just south of Charleston, dude. They make the best craft beer in the world. You can't, like, go wrong with them. You know, and if you walk in nice and toasty looking, they're just going to smile and be like, what else do you need, buddy? Do you need some water first? You know, they'll always take care of you. So we got DJ Jones, Memphis Jones coming in, you know, so he's going to be killing it. It should be good. It should be fun.
It's going to be epic. We've been talking about it for so long. We can't wait to be there. Join, be a part of that, right? You want to judge a cannabis competition one more time, RumbleInVegas.com. If you don't know how to get there, you already know how to get at the Baker Cast. We will direct you over there. You are listening to The Baker Cast on Purple Haze Radio. Now available on PurpleHaze-Radio.com. Purple Haze Radio, the home of the Jerome Baker podcast. Thank you for listening. And don't forget, download the Dash Radio app. You are listening to The Baker Cast on PurpleHaze-Radio.com. Make sure to download the Dash Radio app today. And we want to thank you, all the OG Bakerheads and new Bakercasters, for we will be taking a media trip into the universe of JBD on PurpleHaze-Radio.com.
Yo, this is the Baker Cast on Purple Haze Radio. Make sure to download the Dash Radio app. We are live every Saturday night at 4 to 5. That's the 420 slot. I'm here with Stoner Rob. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? Just getting baked on the Baker Cast. Doing it live here at the Drop, man. Going down every first Saturday of every month. We do comedy night.
Hell yeah.
It's completely lit, if you know what I mean. 100% right. Green and friendly, man. We're doing it big out here, dude.
That's right. Absolutely. So you're going to be back here July 6th, right?
Yes, July 6th. It's our 4th of July edition, dude. It's Star Spangled Bangers. So we're going to be dabbing, you know.
Yeah,
that.
Oh, absolutely. And you already know Team Jerome Baker is going to be over here. And
so, all day long, bro. We only dip with JBs. That's how we smoke.
That's right. So I want to talk a little bit about Cheech and Chong reuniting on Viceland Bon Appetit. And you know, how about that whole experience.
Yes, I do a lot of work. I do a lot of hosting for Cheech and Chong. I do a lot of appearances for Chong. I do a lot of opening for him. I've got to open for Cheech and Chong at the Orleans. This was like 6 months ago. So them coming back is a big thing. They just announced a new tour as well.
Yeah.
So the new tour hitting is called the O O-Tour. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so the O-Tour is going to be like the O-Man. But it's the O-Tour, and it's hitting real big. It starts at the end of this year, and I'll be on a couple shows on that tour.
Okay.
So I definitely recommend if once those tickets hit your city, you buy those tickets.
We will plug that on BakerCast.com, on JeromeBaker.com. What's the chance if we can't get Jason Harris, the original OG, and Cheech and Chong together for a podcast on the BakerCast?
Oh, that's very, very likely we can do that, man. Whenever we come to Vegas, we're always looking for something stony to do, especially publicity-wise. And then Jerome Baker, everybody knows him. Tommy's real good, homies with him.
Yeah.
Tommy actually just told me to tell Jerome hi. He wants to go by and say something, say what's up. He's like, we used to do all the bong making together, man.
So let's set something up at the Dream Factory, and then we'll head up to the Bongzilla, where the world's largest bong's at. We'll set up a JBD Canada Experience tour with you. Thank you so much, Rob, for getting on. Well, where can they find you on Instagram and your website?
Oh, dude, all social media, all platforms is at Stoner Rob, man. Just how it sounds, STONERROB. That's me, man. Check me out. I got shows all over the U.S. and a new 45-minute special being taped June 18th.
That's right. That was Stoner Rob Bob. Oh, the BakerCast. Download the Dash Radio app. That's right. Being installed in millions of new cars. Shout out to all of the other networks on Purple Haze Radio because they are a staple in L.A. We are here in Sin City, here at the Drop. Stoner Rob, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
That's right.
BakerCast!
You are listening to The BakerCast on Purple Haze Radio. Now available on purplehaze-radio.com. Purple Haze Radio, the home of the Jerome Baker Podcast. Thank you for listening. And don't forget, download the Dash Radio app.
This just in, the latest in drug policy news. The Nevada Assembly Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing on a bill to create a cannabis compliance board. Modeled after the state's Gaming Commission and Control Board, Assemblyman Steve Yeager said that the bill will make Nevada the destination for other states' fact-finding missions. If passed, the bill will also replace the term marijuana with cannabis throughout Nevada statutes. Although some states already use the term cannabis in their laws, hopefully other states will take Nevada's lead and work to replace the term marijuana with cannabis, as the word marijuana is seen by some as problematic due to its racist use in the early days of prohibition. Now that prohibition is coming to an end, it's time we start using the more scientific term, cannabis. This has been This Just In, the latest in drug policy news.
You are listening to The Baker Cast on Purple Haze Radio. And make sure to download the Dash app at purplehaze-radio.com, the new home of the Jerome Baker Podcast. This is The Baker Cast. That's right, live in at Feeling Groovy Networking Party, live at the Nerd, right on Fremont Street, 450 Fremont Street, number 250. I'm here with Jumbi Art. How you doing today, Jumbi?
I'm doing magical. How are you doing, my man?
And we're doing great. We got some great new news. Looks like you're going to be going to the Owl Farm, right, where Hunter S. Thompson resided. Go ahead and tell us, our listeners, a little bit about what you're doing.
We'll be going out here after the Spangle live show out to the Owl Ranch and be meeting with Anita Thompson. We're going to be delivering our Hunter S. Thompson portal to go on display there permanently, hopefully adding to the decor in their new museum that they're setting up. We'll be getting to stay the night in the Hunter S. Thompson cabin and having a night partying with Anita, and I'll be showing her my brand new Jumbi Art Hunter S. Thompson Hawaiian shirt and getting her blessing to make it official Gonzo merch so we can give back to the Hunter S. Thompson Foundation and keep things as Gonzo as possible for as long as we can.
Damn. So if that's not a great introduction, if we didn't perk your ear enough, nah, we did. You know, so where can our folks find you on Instagram? What's your website? Because that's super important, because they need to get a visual.
Yeah, man. All of our social media is at jumbiart.com. JUMBIEART.com.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into beautiful, heady, colorful clothing that I think that we have ever seen at Jerome Baker Designs.
Let's see. I got into clothes kind of in an effort to find a way to bring a product to the market that people needed. Art's such a wonderful extra that not everybody needs, you know. And if that artwork you wanted to buy but didn't could suddenly be on clothing or something you needed to have, like, to live, then suddenly we find ourselves in a far better market. So it felt like a win-win to start bringing the art to the clothes and spreading that around. And then as far as them being really excellent, it's, you know, American made everything in Southern California, hand selected fabrics all by myself, so I know for a fact that everything we make is cushy as fuck.
Jumbi Art, thank you so much for joining us. You can catch Jumbi in on the Baker Cast on JeromeBaker.com. Any big other plans, any announcements, you know, new products, anything you want to shout out to our listeners?
Actually, working with Jason to develop a super juicy future smoke lounge for the world so that people might be able to find the most colorful environment to get their mind expanded in. And there's a whole lot more coming from that, but you'll have to stay tuned to find out.
How do folks get at you if they want something other than clothing? Maybe they want their space design. Maybe they're in Las Vegas. How do they go about that, Jumbi?
Absolutely. We do custom, all kinds of custom work. We can make logos, designs, whatever you could possibly imagine. Install environments, create spaces. It's kind of one of our top fortes. Any way to reach us is on our website at jumbiart.com. Just go to contacts and send us a little shout out, and we'll reach out to you and figure out what you're looking for and help make your dream come to reality.
That's right. We're feeling groovy. We're feeling good at the networking party at the Nerd. This is the Baker Cast. That was Jumbi Art. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, man. Much love.
That's right, this is AWE of the Baker Cast, feeling groovy, networking the nerd, 450 Fremont Street, baby, Jumpy Art doing huge things, only going to the stars and back, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Let's send JBD to space. And if you want to get a booth at the next event, hit up Susan LR Creative, that's A-L-A-R Creative at gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah. And yo, Black, it's time, Bird, it's time, it's time, man. All right, begin. Yeah, straight out the fucking dungeons of rap, where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See, with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out, defeat foes. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner, betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-packs get off quick forever. My niggas talk shit, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution. Catch a body head for Houston once they caught us off guard. The Mac-10 was in the grass and I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked the Mac up, told brothers back up. The Mac spit, lead was hitting niggas. One ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arm shook. Couldn't look, gave another squeeze. Heard it click, yo, my shit is stuck. Tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot. Now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw three bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby, and it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. It's like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns and corners. In broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. Four fives and gauges, max and facts. Same niggas that catch you back to back, snatching your cracks in black. Yo, is a snitch on the block, getting niggas knocked. So hold your stash to the coke price drop. I know this crackhead who says she gotta smoke nice rock. And if it's good, you bring your customers and measuring plots. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps large niggas erasing and they wives basing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
That I'm a gangster, drinking Moet's, holding texts, making sure the cash came correct. Then I step investments in stock, sewing up the box to sell rocks. Winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nigga walking with his finger on the trigger. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a Smith and Wesson, I have niggas undressing. Thinking of cash flow, Buddha and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'ma hijack Delta and the PJs. My blend tape plays, bullets are strays. Young bitches is braids. Each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the Allen is packed. From what I hear in all the stories, when my peoples come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get crack. I just max. I dream I could sit back and lamp like Capone with drug strips on. All the legal luxury life, rings flooded with stones. Homes, I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain it be prosperous. Though we live dangerous, cops could just arrest me, blaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau through rap slow. My rhyming is a vitamin, hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks. Never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I could greet ya, about blunts I teach ya. Inhale deep, like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind.
State of mind. State of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Your state of mind.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new. We bring you
the Baker Cast on Purple Haze Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This underground experiment.
You're listening to
the Jerome Baker Podcast.
Yeah. Show you to the rules of the game.
JBD Mad Science.
Underground experiment.
Show you to the rules.